السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom. The one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul.
The words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the martyrdom of Abbas ibn Ali. With your wickedness, O people, you have acted cruelly and expressed hostility to us and to the Prophet Muhammad. Didn't the best person recommend us to you? Wasn't my grandfather Ahmad the best person? Wasn't Al-Zahra my mother? And my father Ali the guided, the brother of the best person, Muhammad? You have been cursed and will be punished for the crimes you have committed. You shall be dragged to the fire whose flames soar.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You live on even though we're left grieving.
And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on though you know.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues and the words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We find that the previous segment where we heard the words of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, these are the words that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam says upon the martyrdom of Abbas ibn Ali. Abbas ibn Ali was one of the sons of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and his mother was a noble lady by the name of Ummul Baneen. Abbas ibn Ali was the standard bearer and the flag bearer of the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His eminence was a strong, brave, powerful, courageous, spiritual, pious, noble man. He was truly one of the moons, luminant and radiant, of the Bani Hashim. His Eminence, of course, defended Imam Hussein alayhi salam with his life. He is one of the role models of the event of Karbala. We find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the segment that was recited, he talked about his lineage and how his grandfather was the messenger of Allah. His mother was Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace and blessings upon her, the esteemed daughter of the messenger of Allah, and how his father was Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, we see here that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was trying to close all the excuses that the enemy might have brought forth by telling them and letting them know who he was. The blood that they were about to shed was the blood of whom? And so we find that Abbas ibn Ali alayhi salam, he went to the battlefield, he defended Imam Hussein alayhi salam, until he lost both of his arms in a surprise attack by the enemy. Abbas ibn Ali's bravery and his courage, his patience, his determination is really something that is exemplary. We find in the historical text that Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not allow him to go and fight or start a war, but Imam Hussein alayhi salam did allow Abbas ibn Ali to go and get water. This is a very profound action and a very profound behavior on the part of Abbas ibn Ali, that despite him wanting to fight, he did not, because he obeyed the Imam of the time. And so we too must in our lives obey the Almighty Allah. We too must obey the Imam of our time. We must make sure to follow and obey the commandments of the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salamu ala al-qatil al-mazloom.
Peace be upon the slain and the oppressed one.
السلام على أخيه المسموم.
Peace be upon his poisoned brother, Imam al-Hasan.
السلام على علي الكبير.
Peace be upon Ali the Elder, Ali Akbar.
السلام على الرضيع الصغير.
Peace be upon the sucking infant, Ali Asghar.
السلام على الأبدان السليبة.
Peace be upon the plundered bodies.
As-salamu ala al-itrat al-qariba.
Peace be upon the family and the children who were nearby their place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala al-mujaddalin fi al-falawat.
Peace be upon the mangled corpses left in the desert.
As-salamu ala al-nazihin an al-awtan.
Peace be upon those who were left far from their homeland.
السلام على المدفونين بلا أكفان.
Peace be upon those who were buried without shrouds.
السلام على الرؤوس المفرغة عن الأبدان.
Peace be upon the heads severed from the bodies.
السلام على المحتسب الصابر.
Peace be upon the bereaved and the patient one.
As-salamu ala al-mazloom bila nasir.
Peace be upon the oppressed one who was without a helper.
As-salamu ala sakin al-turbati al-zakiyah.
Peace be upon the inhabitant of the purified soul.
As-salamu ala sahib al-qubbati al-samiyah.
Peace be upon the possessor of the lofty dome.
As-salamu ala man tahharahu al-jaleel.
peace be upon him whom the Almighty purified.
As-salamu ala man iftakhara bihi Jibra'il.
Peace be upon him of whom Jibra'il was proud.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقي